got to the stage of semi-final World Cup with the squad that we brought over, and we've still got everybody on their feet, everybody's training the last training session. It makes for a real good atmosphere at training, it makes for real positive sessions.
What are the expectations of Tonga then?
Well, what we've seen so far, I mean, you can all tell me what to expect. I mean, it's not any some kind of secret to the way they play. They run hard, they tackle hard, and they've got some talented people within their group. They've got two wingers that can play basketball quite easily, do some things in that. They've got forwards that can trample over the top of people and played in massive games, played in huge test matches for New Zealand and Australia and also in State of Origin. And it's going to be a massive challenge for us. But that's what you want. You want a semi-final of the World Cup. You want this place to be banging tomorrow night with the Tongan support that we've got so far. You want it to feel like a hostile environment where we have to really put our games on the line. And it's exciting for me and I'm not playing. And it's one of those kind of things where, as a player, that's what you want to be involved in. You want to be involved in those games where everything's on the line, and that's what tomorrow night is.
You've coached Kevin a long time at Widnes. Have you got any worry about his long-term future, 10 years, without the concussions he's had in his career?
Not really, no. He's had some good people around him, and he's always come through the other side. Like I say, if the protocol said that he wouldn't play, but he's passed all the tests, he's done all the things, he's been to see scientists, all the stuff that we have put in place now that the game's trying to protect people with, we've been through those things, and he's got the all clear all the way through, and I say he wants to play. We're assuming things that in the future that we don't want to worry about now.
Do you have a plan to limit the impact of Andrew Fifita and Taumalolo?
Just got to know that they're playing, aren't you, really? So how do you limit their impact? You've got to tackle them hard. They're going to run hard, they're going to do the things that they do. So the challenge is that you know that those players have played in huge games, and this is a huge game for them. They know they're going to bring their best. And that's the exciting part for our forwards, is that we know that we're a four-pack and a side that's not small ourselves. And the challenge is that you want to play against the best players. Like I say, when you look at the Tongan side, it's not just Fifita and Taumalolo that are going to bring that, but they're some of the best players in the world, and we've got to go after them.
Do you feel if you can dominate them in the forwards, that you can put some pressure on the young Tongan halves?
I mean, like I said, we're not. This is not like magic wand stuff. It's not like, yeah, we know that if we put pressure through our middles, then we'll be able to play a little bit more. We're a pretty good side. I mean, we know that we've got some pretty good players in our team. We know what our jobs are. We know where their strengths are, and recognition of what your enemy's strengths are and going after them is part and parcel.
Completion rates have been a problem for England. What can you do to counter that and increase it?
Problem's a bit of a tough one. We've won our games. We're still not completed tight enough. We need to get better. But we scored some fantastic points last week and still could be better with the ball in hand. And we know that to build pressure, you need to keep on the ball. To execute better, you need to keep the ball. So, yeah, it's not, like I said, keep on the ball.
So just to check, Kev's passed all his World Cup head tests and everything, is it?
Yeah.
Was it with a specialist or something, or was it just with the doctor?
No, specialists, just the specialist. That's just part of the protocol. Part of the protocol that had been put in place by the World Cup, and also around all the world governing bodies now have that kind of real stringent testing on the back of something that happened last week.